The links between cancer and environmental toxins will be the subject of a lecture given tonight in Anchorage. Dr. Devra Davis is a University of Pittsburgh Cancer Center epidemiologist and toxicologist who is working with researchers at UAA to look at why Alaska Natives have a higher rate of birth defects than the general public. The State Epidemiology Division released a report recently looking at those high birth defect rates in Alaska Native infants. Davis says many of the pollutants that reside in the fat of marine mammals are being ingested by subsistence users. But she says a solvent called trichloroethylene that is widely used on military bases is linked to birth defects in animals.
And if you look at animal evidence, we know that trichloroethylene has been associated with major defects of the heart. Some of these same defects are showing up in Alaska Natives.
Davis says the information from animal studies show the hazards of these solvents. She says the question is what proof is needed to protect humans from this danger.
And I think it's a matter of public policy that what we want to do is take information where we have it from animal studies and use it to prevent human harm. And get away from this notion that we have to prove that people are already sick because they've been exposed to pollution.
Davis says there is good news coming from cancer research that shows there are beneficial things in our diet that can help reduce the damaging effects of toxic pollution.
And among these things that seem to be protective are things in fish oil, the omega-3 fatty acids, as well as calcium and vitamin D. So we know enough already to know that people's diets can be useful in protecting them from some of the damaging effects of pollution. And so we're doing research now on how to enhance the defense of the body from the damaging effects of toxic pollutants.
She says the U.S. government also must promote the Stockholm Convention, an international treaty that seeks to ban numerous toxins. And Davis says enough is known now to urge military officials to prioritize the cleanup of the 700 old military sites in Alaska. She says transformers filled with PCBs are some of the most obvious components of the legacy of military pollution that have been cleaned up.
But there's still a long way to go, and I have spoken personally to a number of people at military bases who are deeply concerned about this, and yet I think at the top levels this has not become a matter of priority, and it's understandable, but I think that has to change, and the United States has to join with the rest of the European and developed world in understanding that it's very important that we leave the environment cleaner for our children and our grandchildren.
Devra Davis will be speaking tonight at UAA's Wendy Williamson Auditorium at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at Providence Cancer Center at noon. Both talks are open to the public. Links to more information is at our website, aprn.org.